Ah, me. And war, too Yankee for representation. Way it always is when the chips are down, I should judge.
Aye, Roland agreed. Gunfire makes close relations, we say.
Do you? Now, I know you got things to tell me, but before you start, there's one thing I got to tell you. And I should smile and kiss a pig if it don't please you good and hard.
What? Eddie asked.
County Sheriff Eldon Royster took 4 fellas into custody over in Auburn a couple of hours ago. Seems as though they was trying to sneak past a police roadblock on a woods road and got stuck for their trouble.
John put his pipe in his mouth, took a wooden match from his breast pocket and set his thumb against the tip. For the moment, however, he didn't flick it, only held it there.
Reason they's trying to sneak around is they seem to have quite a fair amount of firepower. Machine guns, grenades, and some of that stuff they call C4. One of them was a fella I believe you mentioned, Jack Andolini.
And with that, he popped the diamond blue tip alight. Eddie collapsed back in one of Cy Beckhart's prim shaker chairs, turned his head up to the ceiling and bellowed laughter at the rafters. When he was tickled, Roland reflected, no one could laugh like Eddie Dean. At least not since Cuthbert Allgood had passed into the clearing.
Handsome Jack Andolini, sitting in a county hooscow in the state of Maine, he said. Roll me in sugar and call me a fucking jelly donut, if only my brother Henry was alive to see it.
Then Eddie realized that Henry probably was alive right now. Some version of him, anyway. Assuming the Dean brothers existed in this world.
Thought it'd please ya, John said, drawing the flame of the rapidly blackening match down into the bowl of his pipe. It clearly pleased him, too. He was grinning almost too hard to kindle his tobacco. Oh, dearie dear, Eddie said, wiping his eyes. That makes my day, almost makes my year.